Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise God. God's blessings to you, beloved radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to share this time together. And I want to just, I've had something specific on my heart as I read the letters that have come in. There are many needs in UCM Partners, and I know people in this economy in which we're living, they're really hurting financially. And so I just want to share some thoughts from the Word of God to encourage you to believe God, that God wants to bring you, if you're in a place of lack right now, He wants to bring you into a place of increase. And as we look how we might please the Lord in our daily lives, the Bible's clear. It says, have faith in God, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so, beloved, we want to understand God's heart for us, that He wants our prosperity. In Psalm 35 and 27, the Word says, the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And of course, that refers to body, soul, and spirit. And the Word of God does admonish us not to tempt or test the Lord. And yet it's very interesting in the area of finances that He does invite us to prove Him. Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that ye, there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The Lord wants you, beloved, to trust His heart and His plans for you, not only to meet every single one of your material and financial needs, but out of your abundance, He wants you to be able to give to others. Why? He's a good God. He wants you to be blessed, but, I mean, doesn't that make sense? We're His children, and we're His representatives in the earth, and God is not glorified by lack of any kind in our lives. He wants us to be able to demonstrate to the world in being givers, just like our daddy is. More and more, I'm seeing that our faith, as well as our corresponding action, allows us to be participants in God's spiritual laws. In fact, it's required. Through the full redemptive work of Jesus Christ, God has already provided everything that pertains to life and godliness. In other words, to our natural life as well as our spiritual life. Our part of the covenant agreement requires what? Obedience to His word. Perhaps God said to prove Him in the area of finances because, think about this, there are tangible, observable ways to demonstrate God's faithfulness to His covenant. As we respond in good, as good stewards, He will be a debtor to no man, but rather pour out blessings. Praise God. So I just want us to take perhaps time on this broadcast where I can share in a personal way what God has done in behalf of UCM, basically a praise report. Not only is Unveiled Christ Ministries debt-free, but beloved, for those of you who have been with the ministry a long time, if you can remember back decades ago, beloved, finances were always such a battle. They were, it was just an area the enemy always fought in. But God was still always faithful to bring in enough so that we could continue. And just recently, I was reading a letter from a brother who wrote from Portland back in 2005, and he writes this. He says, a small offering is nearly all, this is all I have. And I don't say that with a downhearted spirit. It's such a relief to know that we don't have to depend on money like the world. Yes, money is essential, but only through and from the Lord's hand can mammon be put in proper perspective. He goes on to say, I told Brother Glass about a year or two before he went home, and that was 1997, that God would bring UCM into a place where money would no longer be an anxiety or concern. I think all ministries should be there and all Christians. Well, beloved, I'm here to give praise to God that this word that this brother gave to Brother Glass in 95 or 96, it's come to pass. And, you know, I'll never forget that it's only been through the Lord and the fear of the faith and the prayers and faithfulness of God's partners that he's brought to UCM that has brought this ministry through some very dark and bleak times in decades past. But, you know, the Lord just reminded me of a scripture that was contained. When we got personal words, when we like went to ministers' conference, in practically every prophetic word that we received in the 1990s, and as well, after the Lord took Brother Glass home in 97, I received, there was this repeating, recurring promise, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. That's Joel 2:25. And why do I share this? Because my chief purpose is to see you receive from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm on these broadcasts. I rarely mention personal or ministry issues, but my purpose in sharing the above is to encourage your faith, to encourage you to claim restoration. You may have felt that for years, you know, the caterpillars and cankerworms have been, you know, camping on your doorstep. The years those locusts have eaten, he will restore in your own life. And I can testify that if you keep holding on to God, he'll change that situation regardless of the area of need. First of all, I want to say I heartily agree with the statement our brother made about all Christians should be in a place where money should no longer be concern or anxiety. And I believe to achieve financial victory, several things we have to do in the natural as well as the spiritual realms. And I'd like to share them quickly with you. First of all, we have to ask the Lord for wisdom regarding what to do in a natural, practical way to improve or change our financial situation, such as getting debt-free, reducing overhead, living on a budget, perhaps getting further education or job skills, enabling you to advance. Whatever natural steps. But then there's some spiritual steps, which I'd like to share with you. The Word of God is very direct and clear regarding what we need to do to prosper. Joshua 1:8 says, the book of the law must not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that is continually, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. When we do three things, keep speaking the Word of God, that is saying what God says about us, and about what we can have, and secondly, meditate on his word, and to do what the word says. You know, as simple as this directive is, I confess that I haven't always done this. Unfortunately, a good majority of saints fall into this category as being hearers, but not doers of the word. And it's easy, beloved, to slip into self-deception, even when you love God with all your heart, and believe and affirm his word. However, if we're not careful, we can end up like forgetful hearers, deceiving our own selves, as James 1:22 says. And we do that if we don't act on the word. God's blessings don't automatically happen. As we mature, God expects us to be responsible in following the guidelines he's given to us to have that abundant life that he's promised in his word. And the words that come out of our mouths every day will strengthen and release your faith in a godly or a negative outcome, depending on your choice. It will determine and shape your future destiny. What you think determines what you believe. What you believe governs your confession and behavior, and this determines what you have in life and what you will become. As I shared in an earlier broadcast, the word used for meditate in the scripture, as the scripture I just shared in Joshua, it means to imagine, to ponder, to reflect, to speak, to mutter. We don't use the word mutter much today, but it means to speak in low decibels, literally to talk to oneself. If we're constantly talking the problem, we're not open to the solution. Think about that. In Matthew 6:31, Jesus was saying worry was a negative form of, quote, meditation. What does he say? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or where shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. You know, as I share these truths with you, I'm preaching to myself as well. I have determined to let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart to be acceptable in His sight. That's Psalm 19 and 14. Beloved, I believe that as we allow God to minister these truths to us, and also this ministry, I tithe and give offerings regularly to missions every month. Monies go out to missions and benevolence, because I believe that's also another way we can see God prosper us. And so, beloved, let's make an agreement to follow the admonition of Joshua 1:8 every day. And I believe we'll begin to see breakthroughs in our lives, including financial breakthroughs for those of you who are struggling. No matter how long you've struggled, no matter how hard it is, I truly believe we will see God give a breakthrough as we obey His word. Hallelujah. I just want to pray right now. Father, you see those who need financial increase. Give them the natural resources, the understanding, the steps they need to take, Lord, as well as spiritually. Lord, strengthen their faith that they can do what your word declares, that they can see financial increase in their lives. Open up jobs. Open up a place to live. Give them those things that they so stand in need of in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would say, beloved, after Lazarus has been sealed in the tomb for 4 days, it seemed to his loved ones that all was lost, and it was too late to change the situation. But as I spoke to Martha, so I speak to you, beloved. If you will believe, you shall see the glory of God. As I spoke life to Lazarus, so I speak life to that which has seemingly been dead, sealed behind the closed doors of your heart. As for Martha, so shall it be to you. The pain of sorrow and loss shall be swallowed up in the joy of what I shall do in your behalf, and you shall see my promises that are yea and amen. Amen. So be it to you, says the Lord, who loves you and holds your hand. Praise God. Well, the time's just flown. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.